Hello and welcome to Aalto Helsinki podcast, a student-led show that opens the doors to the world of science.
Hi, this is Aalto Helsinki podcast. Today in the studio we have Iris
and Emma.
And we are proud to present our guest Valtteri Korkeakoski from a Finnish mental health startup, Medified. Welcome to our episode, Valtteri.
Thank you. Really great to be here today.
Yeah, would you like to start by introducing yourself to our listeners?
Absolutely. Hi all, my name is Valtteri Korpeoski. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Medified. And Medified is a mental health tech startup. We started a couple of years ago, but maybe a brief introduction to myself. I have a background in medicine. I study medicine in Tampere University. I've also studied industrial engineering and management in Tampere University. So Medified is kind of a combination of those two interest areas of mine and the rest of the team. So combining the tech and the clinical knowledge into one. That's me and my background in a nutshell.
Yeah. What led you to focus on mental health in particular and to found a startup?
That is a great question. As we all know, mental health disorders is a growing problem here in Finland, also globally. We see that especially among the young people, the prevalence is growing. So that's one of the reasons. And maybe as a student and as a future healthcare professional, we see and already experience firsthand the problems of current mental health care and why it's causing the chronic cases of mental health. So I personally find mental health really important topic that we should all have an open discussion and get rid of the stigmatization of mental health. So being able to work around such an important topic has been really rewarding. And of course, when we are talking about mental health care, there's a lot of things that I think we could improve as a whole, the treatment processes and how it's discussed in the public and many, many other things, just to mention a couple. So there's a lot of work within the mental health care. So that's why it's really exciting sector to be working with.
Yeah, we can definitely see that with the current discussion in Finland as well, that there are really a need for new innovations in the field because there are a lot of young people and a lot of citizens suffering from these issues, but there are not enough ways to support the mental health and their treatment. So it's really exciting to hear that you're developing kind of a new approach and maybe a more interactive one to the field as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we are aiming to do. Of course, there's a lot of work ahead of us, but the path is right, I would say.
Yeah. And well, we wanted to focus on today's episode talking about this impact-driven healthcare, also the digitalization of the health innovations in addition to the mental health aspect. So would you like to describe what does impact-driven mental health care mean to you?
That is a tough question or tough thing to say. To be honest, I would be really happy if I would be able to give one definition of impact-driven mental health care. As we all know, impact consists of multiple other things. And since mental health is really complex, and mental health disorders are vast amount of different diseases, it's quite hard. And there's really not enough research to point out what are the exact methods to prove the impact of mental health care. We all know that there are some ways to assess and evaluate how the given care is affecting the patient recovery. There's already several different forms, including Beck's Depression Inventory or General Anxiety Disorder, GAD-7. So there are ways to evaluate how the treatment is going. But to me, I see that those are not capturing the whole impact of mental health care. So to put it kind of in a nutshell, to me, it's more like there are ways to actually get a hold of how each individual is benefiting from the given care. By saying that, I mean there are some ways to evaluate systematically and dynamically how the care is given and how it's affecting the patient's daily life. And it's really important not only focus on the symptoms, but rather than the person as a whole. That's why we have to have some kind of visibility to one's daily life to see how the treatment is going and how the mental health is improving.
Yes, and your startup Medified is also related to impact-driven healthcare, and it is a good example of it. Could you please maybe explain more what is Medified and how it is going to change our conventional mental health care?
Okay, I'll try to put it shortly. So in a nutshell, what Medify does is that we offer ways to do data-driven or impact-driven mental health care. And by saying that, I mean that we create a communication channel between the patients and the professionals, which uses a data analytics to gather clinical relevant information from the recovery process and at the same time support the recovery process of the patients. And by gathering that information from the treatment, we can create a dashboard for healthcare professionals, which they can utilize when making a personalized treatment decisions for those individuals. And we know that current resources are kind of limited and professionals don't have too much time to focus on each patient. So there's a problem that the healthcare professionals cannot efficiently monitor the treatments, which addition to the complexity of mental health disorders, that causes a lot of burden to the healthcare professionals. We are trying to create a way for patients to log their mental well-being information on a daily basis in a way that also provides a platform for self-reflection and supports the recovery process on its own. But at the same time, when patients logs their information to the application and receive support, the data can be transmitted to their own healthcare professionals, which can see the details of how the recovery is going on and what are the individual characteristics of that treatment path. So creating more holistic view on each individual's recovery process for the healthcare professionals that are working together with the patients.
Yeah, I think that sounds really fantastic. And I think one of the things that I was really excited about when I first heard about your software and your product was that in addition to the fact that you're actively gathering the data and having this valuable data for the medical care professional, it also gives the patient a really active tool for processing their own treatment and also having this active connection so that they feel that they are being actively in the recovery and treatment process, which I think is really important and is really an advance in comparison with this appointment once a week and then feeling maybe left alone sometimes throughout the rest of the time. So I think that's really exciting. And also all the little functionalities that are included in the app, for example, the memories of good times and your past feelings, I think those are really nice adds to the software.
Yeah, you are right on point on that one. Healthcare professionals can help patients to get better. And of course, there are multiple different treatment methods that could be used, for example, therapy or medications or whatever ways to improve the mental well-being. But you're right on point on that one, is that the patient engagement is really important when talking about mental health recovery. So that's what we are trying to actively develop, the ways to support the patient, enabling that self-reflection that is also really crucial part of each individual recovery process.
Yeah, now that we are talking about mental health treatments, what do you see as the main challenge in that?
If I would have the right answers, then I would once again be a really wise guy. But to be honest, I don't have the right answers. And I have some ideas that to me, I think are the current issues and problems. And maybe one thing that we can all read from the news and different media outlets is that the lack of resources that the mental health is currently facing. We know that we cannot provide optimal care for all, since there are a lot of people suffering from these mental health disorders, and some of them are mild and moderate cases that we cannot provide care since we don't have enough resources, meaning professionals or appointment times or just the expertise. That's definitely one of the biggest issues, the lack of resources. And I see that the current methods that are used in mental health care are somewhat lagging behind of many other fields of healthcare. For example, in diabetes care, the data-driven treatments are kind of like the regular thing nowadays, or the technology is utilized in a way that supports the both patients and professionals and their interaction. So that's also one of the issues, that in mental health care, the current treatment methods are somewhat not enabling technology as much as they could, since there are a lot of technology opportunities within the mental health care. One of the keys to solve, professionals are also struggling. That's something that the big majority of the people don't know, that the healthcare professionals are also struggling with the mental health disorders, though they are really hard to cure or treat. Having a medical background, I have some experience on that sector, and I can see what are the issues in the clinical point of view. there has to be some kind of reason why the number of mental health patients is increasing. Maybe it's because of that the society is getting more stressed. Everything needs to be faster, stronger, and that causes a pressure as well as the COVID-19 has been a great issue for the whole healthcare as it is and the whole society and changing our lives maybe forever. So kind of how to cope with the loneliness and other things that was caused by the social distancing that we experienced the past year and a half.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting that in Medified you're trying to kind of improve the current treatment methods and make it more active and better. But if we then come back to our project and our research, we realize the kind of knowledge gap is also a huge problem in this field, that we do have ways of to treat mental health, but also I think in other healthcare areas, the kind of focus on preventive healthcare is increasing all the time. And that's where our project also comes to place, that we want to better understand how also the physical factors affect the mental health. And as you mentioned, the pandemic, the kind of way how the pandemic has changed our daily rhythm and also our eating habits has been having a worse effect on our mental well-being as well. And maybe that's a clear indicator that there must be something else than just the mental side that affects these things. And yeah, we have been thinking about the gut and focusing on researching then the interactions there and how we could better analyze those effects on the mental health as well. So yeah, we're kind of coming in two different directions, but I think it's really important to take all these factors into account. As you mentioned before, having the holistic approach is really, really important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And as you mentioned about the preventive care, I think that is the key to solve the increasing number of mental health disorders. If you could identify and give optimal care or even more optimal care to the ones that are in need of it, we could prevent a lot of those chronic cases that are the ones that are actually burdening the healthcare system. And also coming back to the holistic view, we know that there's no one definition to the mental health and one factor that we can track and see how it's affecting the mental well-being. And since each individual have their own expression of mental health, it's really important that we have multiple different ways to create a holistic view of each patient or not even patient's mental well-being. So really, really great thing that you're working on.
Yeah, and I really think that the mental health treatment really needs to change, and I think it will be changing in the future.
Yeah, that is for sure, and we can already see a lot of development in the mental health sector. So it's moving to the right direction. I'm definitely seeing some changes in attitude and digital transformation in mental health care, and also like new ways to detect, for example, your idea how the gut is connected to the mental well-being. So all the development that we can see and research more, and the development steps that we are taking are pushing the mental health forward.
Yeah, now talking about the digitalization, well, Medified is also a software. You have the mobile phone app for the patients and also the software for medical professionals. And also our tool is an ingestible electronic device. So in your opinion, how do you see these type of new digital innovations fit to the current healthcare system? Is now the time for applying those already?
I would say the time would have been already a couple of years ago. And maybe talking about whether it's now the right time. I think the COVID-19, even though it has created a lot of uncertainties and unwanted side effects, it has also been somewhat good springboard for the digital transformation in the healthcare. So I think now it's the right time to use the digitalization in mental healthcare. But of course, the new solutions that we are introducing to the market or even testing in a research context, they need to be validated and tested. We are dealing with patient safety, and especially in the mental health, we are dealing with personal information. So data privacy and data security and the patient safety needs to be in the center of the development. Of course, maybe those are the things that needs to be taken into consideration when developing mental health care.
Yeah. How do you see the digital innovation's role in comparison to the traditional doctor's expertise?
I see that the digital technologies are there to support the current care methods, at least for now. Of course, in the future, we might be seeing even more dramatic digital transformation. But according to my experience, which is not so long, but at least for several years now, digitalization and digital solutions are the ones that are helping the healthcare system as a whole to be more resource efficient, increase the productivity. So utilizing those technologies, for example, AI, in a way that gives the professionals and patients more time to focus on the interaction and communication. I see those are the ones that are really, really important. So providing some kind of support to the manual work that is somewhat necessary in healthcare. So taking the burden of manual work out of professionals' daily lives and patient daily lives and utilizing data in a way that it provides insights for both professionals and the patients can have dramatic impact on how healthcare is conducted in the future.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think it was quite nicely how you described that technologies should be kind of the extension of the expert's work and expert's activities. So it should be supporting and kind of limiting all these activities that can be done with the data processing and AI, but still the expertise is needed. So it should kind of like be an extensive tool that helps us, but still the expert will be needed in the future. And I think also maybe for the patients, thinking about only communicating with the digital software, it can still feel a bit distant, and especially talking about mental health care treatment. Yeah, I do think that the human-to-human contact in this case especially will be needed for many years to come still.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really hard thing to change. And we as a humans, most of us need some kind of social interaction, and especially in healthcare when you're dealing with your most insecure things and things that are considering your health. You want to have some kind of person to have a discussion in, and most often it's face to face. But of course, there's a lot of appointments, more like once the patient professional relationship is well established, there are ways to extend the care to the home in a way that it's not causing a burden to the healthcare professionals. So face to face are going to be the main communication, or maybe this is my hypothesis, but they will remain to be the main way to interact between patients and professionals.
We already talked a little bit about this, but how do you see the future of mental health treatment?
I see that the mental health care is going to be even more data driven. And the digital technologies are, I wouldn't even say regular daily lives, I would say even more. So I see that there are in the future ways to base the diagnosis on some kind of data rather than using forms like BDI and GAD7, which remains to be a golden standard of mental health care and diagnostics. But I see in the future there are ways to conduct also the diagnostics in a way that we can see from multiple different indicators, for example, whether it's a gut enzyme or whether it's any sort of indicator or measurement, but combining those and creating some kind of mental well-being score for each individual and using that as a diagnostics. And maybe I'm thinking about more like the clinical healthcare. But we know that the mental well-being things are not clinical. And I see that the future of mental health is that the people are more aware of it, are not afraid of talk about it. So people are aware what is mental health and how I could myself improve it. So the prevention is integral part of the society. I see that the first line of mental health could be some kind of technology aided, but the hardest cases would still need input from the healthcare professionals and would probably require some kind of face-to-face interaction. But I mean, if we can tackle the vast majority, which is the mild and moderate cases of depression, with preventive ways and using digital solutions, we could spare the resources for those individuals that require more healthcare professional time and other resources.
Yeah, I think that providing and using data is also the aim of our research tool. So we kind of have the same idea about the way how this could be handled in the future. And also, as you mentioned about being able to also talk about these things openly, we also hope that with our research, by understanding how also the physical factors affect the mental health, it could also, in a sense, alleviate the stigma when we understand that this is not something kind of inside your mind. This is a thing that is affected by so many things coming from your environment, your nutrition, your sleep, for example. So this way we can understand that, hey, these are actually physical diseases as well, rather than just...
Yeah, and raising awareness about how mental well-being is a sum of multiple factors. We can help ourselves and help others to also identify those factors and maybe start working on those on their own, proactively prevent the one's mental well-being is getting worse.
Yeah, I think now it's time for us to thank you for the discussion. I think it has been really interesting to have you here as our guest, and we hope you all the best with your startup and hope to see Medified used even more widely in Finland and in the treatment.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. It has been a great time and a good discussion. Hopefully this will help the audience also to get some new ideas on how I and we together see the future of mental health.